Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are talking about the impacts of the Washington fire that burned on August 26 near Sonora and Jamestown. Our panel of guests this morning includes Sonora Fire Chief Amy New, Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga, Tuolumne County Community Development Director Quincy Yaley, and Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beats. I'll go back to Quincy Yaley, who was the Community Development Director for Tuolumne County. When we ended the last segment, we were talking a lot about the impacts and things people need to know who had structures unfortunately damaged by the Washington fire. And Quincy Yaley, next question, you know, following that conversation, you know, what is kind of next and what do people need to know about kind of the rebuilding process when that time comes to hopefully rebuild on those properties?
Thanks, BJ. So before we even talk about rebuilding, I just want to emphasize one more time the caution that needs to be used by individuals who may go out to the site. Discourage individuals from attempting to just sort of maybe informally repopulate that area by just maybe pulling trailers or other mobile housing structures onto the properties that are up there. There really needs to be a robust cleanup effort of the chemicals and the waste that's left behind, as well as the debris. It presents a significant danger to public health. I also just cannot stress enough the need for us to do some geological evaluations of the hillside. It would just be terrible for individuals to sort of informally start to repopulate that area. Hopefully we will have a great rainy season this year, but we do want to make sure that those slopes are stable before individuals head out onto the site. That being said, once those two issues have been cleared, sort of the waste and debris, as well as the geologic stability of the burn area, our department will be working with any property owners or other individuals who are legally going to be repopulating that area, going through a building permit process to make sure that the structures that, if whether they're stick built or manufactured homes or other types of structures that are going to go out there, are done legally and safely. And so that's just a process with our office. We'll, if individuals lost any sort of documentation through as a result of the fire, we may have that in our office, and we'll be working with individual property owners, you know, on a case-by-case basis, like I said, really guiding them and holding their hands to make sure that that they understand what they need to do and what the time it's going to take to go through that again. On a personal note, I had a family member lose a house in a fire in the Carmel Valley fire last year, and witnessed his frustration as just a homeowner going through the process and working with his county to try to rebuild on his property. So I really have a firsthand understanding of how frustrating it can be and somehow nebulous the process can be. And we want to make sure that we are clearly communicating to homeowners and property owners up there of why certain tests, certain clearances are required before we can move to the next step. Wildfire is a very scary thing. It's very emotionally damaging to those who've been affected by it. And our staff is going to be working very cautiously, closely, and very carefully with those homeowners to make sure that when they go through our process, that they're not just getting a permit, but they're also getting that support and help that they need.
Right. And do you know at this point what's going to take place on those hillsides to make sure that or try to prevent any type of flooding this winter?
Dory, do you want to answer that question a little bit about what you've been working on the OES side?
Sure, absolutely. So part of our process, obviously, you know, there's multiple phases, as we kind of described, you know, removal of the household hazardous waste and the debris removal. But we are partnering with other folks, including the Stanislaus National Forest soil scientist folks, who will help us look at the study and kind of understand what could happen to debris flow as a result of the burn scar area, what we can do to help prevent impacts, because that's always going to be a concern, even though it's a small area in comparison to what we have seen. The slope does lend itself to potential impact should we not be prepared for it. So we will be working along with staff in Quincy's office and our partners with the U.S. Forest Service Stanislaus. I will mention that we have had great support from our neighboring counties, Calaveras specifically, and Quincy can speak to that. who have been through this process many more times than we have, as well as Mariposa. And they are walking us through and guiding us as we go through these phases here in Tuolumne County.
So Quincy, Calaveras has been helping out as well in some other counties?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, the Thursday when the fire broke out, one of the first things that I did was not just reach out to our neighboring counties, but all of the planning directors across the state of California. We've got a great network of support, and just asked for some of, you know, their tips and tricks, for better lack of a better reason, of how they have responded, both within their department, both from just, you know, a professional technical perspective, as well as sort of an emotional perspective to their communities. So and also have worked really closely with environmental health, environmental management over in Calaveras County. They have been checking in with me, often unprompted, just to make sure that we don't need any other assistance. They've been sort of reviewing our work plans almost on a day-to-day basis to make sure that we are going through the right processes, checking the right boxes, taking the right precautions. And so that's the sort of support that it's honestly not surprising. That's what individuals in our professional line of work do for each other, is really step in and support each other's communities when we need it. And so we are very grateful for that. We are going through some staffing transitions in our own environmental health department. And so there was a little bit of a void last week that needed to get filled, and certainly Calaveras County, Mariposa County, and other planning departments across the state have stepped in to help Tuolumne County to ensure that we very initially, right off the bat, are on a path to success in terms of public safety and the rebuilding process.
And I'll turn back over to Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga. And this fire was, as we mentioned, was right on the city line and the unincorporated areas of the county. Quincy Yaley's been talking a lot about the efforts in the unincorporated areas. What can you tell us just about in the city jurisdiction about what's been taking place?
Yeah, thanks, BJ. Well, you know, there was no private structural damage that were lost or damaged in the city of the Sonora jurisdiction. However, the city did suffer the loss of three city-owned structures on our Southgate property right there off of Stockton Road area. And unfortunately, the city did suffer damage to our Station 3 fire station that houses our historical fire equipment. And we lost our historical 752 fire engine, which is a 1953 GMC historical engine. So among structures, we did lose, unfortunately, some historical history for the city of Sonora with damage to that fire engine.
That's sad to hear. What were the other structures that were damaged that were city owned?
So they were mostly storage facilities. We had housed, we had a storage facility that was the city's old animal control facility. It housed storage for the city, and then also a cabin, a historical cabin on that Southgate property as well.
The historic fire engine that you mentioned, you know what happens to that particular thing at this point in time?
You know, I'm gonna turn that over to Chief New, but as of right now, we're still assessing all the damage, I know the city of Sonora is going to be going out at the beginning of next week to assess that damage of the impact of the fire. City staff, along with the fire chief, our city engineer, our community development director, will be going and assessing all that damage, and then making the recommendations of the hazardous cleanup after that assessment.
Very good. Chief New, anything more you'd like to add?
Yeah, so with our cleanup and our assessment that we're going to be completing, we're going out on Tuesday this next week on the 7th after the Labor Day holiday. We do still have crews working out on the Southgate area. TUD, AT&T, and PG&E will be finishing up their work this weekend. So we're waiting until Tuesday to get in there with all of the large equipment and everything. We don't want to get in their way. The 1953 GMC that has sustained fire damage, we are working with some local repair shops to see if it's something that can be salvaged. It was pretty much a total loss, so it's unfortunate, but things could have been a lot worse, and so we're thankful that we were able to get the other two historical engines that were housed in that building out before they were damaged as well. The historical Christmas decorations were housed in the old animal control building, so that was lost, And then the other structure that Mary Rose had spoke about was the cabin that was on the property. It was unoccupied, and that was a total loss as well. So we are going to be working with our county partners to go through this process with our emergency proclamation to identify those hazardous areas and start the cleanup process as well.
We need to take one more break. We're talking about the Washington fire impacts and the recovery on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined this weekend by the City of Sonora Fire Chief Amy New, Sonora City Administrator Mary Rose Rudikanga, Tuolumne County Community Development Director Quincy Yaley, and Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services Coordinator Dory Beats. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.